The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
A drizzling rain, creaky camp beds and ice cream dripping down your fingers. They are just some of the memories that many of us have of Irish holidays of times gone by. Well, staycations have definitely advanced in recent years, but so too has the price tag. So is there a hankering for a return to the old-fashioned staycations of yore? News Talk reporter Sarah Madden is with me now in the studio. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Claire.
Now, you're maybe too young for the soggy sambos on the beach style holidays that many of us remember, Sarah, or are you?
Well, I definitely came of age in more so the bucket and spade holiday era, you know, the sort of all-inclusive kids clubs, sun cream on the nose kind of situation. But every summer I was shipped off to my aunt in Spittle. And I think that gave me a good dose of Irish holidays. So I vividly remember like picking gooseberries for gooseberry jam and
lovely.
Yeah, collecting shells on the beach. Playing, this is one that sticks out to me, playing with the skin on my hot chocolate by the fire after a really cool dip in the Atlantic. But, you know, these are the same kind of experiences shared by lots of people across the country, I'm very certain.
Oh, when I was young, I was from a very rural background, so we only went to places in Ireland, and mainly Tramore and County Waterford, and that was it. Well, you see, the thing about it is, we used to go to the sea when everyone else was leaving, because we'd have to go home and milk the cows.
Oh, most of ours were in Kerry with our granny in tow. Six of us, mum and dad and our grandmother.
All in the car?
All in the car, pretty much. Probably a dog or two along the way as well. That was about us. Dad would have us all up climbing Mangerton and stuff. Oh, and there was great crack in the pubs at night time. A very, very handsome French student I fell in love with when I was about 10.
Just to the beach, a day trip with mum and dad and enjoy simple things. My grandmother used to make sugar sandwiches and we'd run out and we'd play around. It was great times, wonderful.
We actually had a camper van, so we would drive around Ireland along the coast and just camp out on beaches and have little ice creams and learn how to play cards and read our books. Gorgeous, all of it.
We did camping in, do you know Silver Strand in Wicklow?
Oh, right,
yeah. Yeah, so we'd go down there and just camp and swim. And I have a memory when we were younger, like it started raining and all the kids just would run out. And they'd just run around in the rain and jump in the water in the rain. I loved it.
The family used to go to Enniscrone in County Sligo. Because my father was from County Mayo. Normally we'd only go for about a week. The weather was usually not very good because over in the west coast. And we'd go down looking for, when I was young, collecting crabs. I remember one time we had them in the bucket. And I was afraid then at night. I was very young because the crab was making this noise in the bucket all night. Like that, you know. So, he's going to come out and attack me because I put him in a bucket. Yeah, great memories, just kind of simple things, you know. Fantastic.
Yeah, we used to go to Tramore in Waterford as well, and the chips always taste extra nice, don't they?
Mm.
Beach chips.
Yeah, beach chips and beach ice cream.
Yes.
They just have a different...
completely different flavour. But they were always the cheaper holidays, weren't they? But now, cost-wise, there are plenty of people who'd say, oh, you'd be better off heading abroad. Is that true? Is that right?
Well, absolutely. I mean, between accommodation in Ireland, if it's hotel or glamping pods or Airbnb, food and activities, a staycation in Ireland typically costs between €150 and €450 per day per couple. While, you know, if you're going on a family staycation for four nights, that could be well over a grand.
A lot.
But increasingly, Irish staycations are looking a little bit more like those sepia-tinted memories of the simple summers gone by, with that smaller price tag too. So Cathal Yates is the managing director of O'Mara's Camping, and he says camping has grown in popularity, particularly as the mod cons make the whole experience a lot more comfortable.
This is the most popular tent we sell at the moment. So this is from a brand called Campa. Six-bed tent with a large living area and a front porch at the front.
A front porch?
Yes. I get a lot of people telling me the tent is probably bigger than some of their apartments. This type of tent now is what we call an air tent. So that's where it's changed over the years. So a tent now has air tubes in it. So you roll the tent out, peg it, and you pump it up with an air pump. Less effort than it used to be when people used to go camping 20, 30 years ago. So a four-person tent that you can stand up in would range from about €249. And you can go up to, without scaring people, you can go up to €3,000 if you want. It literally depends on how sophisticated you want to get.
How sophisticated can you get?
You can get very sophisticated. A lot of sites will offer electric points, so you can run an electric lead to allow you to run the lights that we have here on display. It'll allow you to get a fridge you can plug in. It'll allow you to bring a projector if you want. It does save you a lot of money. If you have a fridge, you can bring your sausage and rashers and your burgers and your bread and butter. You can make dinner, you can make lunch. So once you've, as the upfront cost is there, you only have the site cost in, depending on what facility you want, whether you want just simple camping, whether you want facilities for the kids, whether it be rafting, kayaking, or you want climbing frames or cycle tracks. So you can just bring your bikes and cycle. Camping means you're out in the fresh air. Fresh air is good for the health, good for the mind. You're as close to nature as you can get. You can't beat it.
Even closer if you're wild camping under the stars, Sarah, but that's for the real toughies. So there is, as Cathal said, the upfront cost, but then a good quality tent, it could do you for years if you mind it.
Could do you for years, could do you for decades. I mean, if you look after it well enough. But Cathal did say that many of his customers are still growing abroad. They're just using camping as maybe their second holiday or weekends away, long weekends, that sort of thing. And that does bear out in the CSO data. So there is an uptick in domestic travel, but there's also an uptick in international travel. So people are generally holidaying more and then they're finding different ways to do so. So just at the weekend, I was at Lough Key in County Roscommon, where there are lots of staycationers and they had decamped there for the bank holiday weekend. And I bumped into Dennis Baker. Now, he is the vice president of the Inland Waterways Association of Ireland, and he took me onto his boat to chat with his wife, Judith. They're on board, they say, two out of every three weekends, and they see a boost in the number of Irish boaters on the water.
Oh, wow.
So that falls out into a double. We have obviously the kitchen, you know, the galley.
Now, in all of my 5 foot three, I can stand very comfortably down here. You're having to scoot your head a little.
Well, I'm 6 foot tall. I just about have headroom here.
Generally, what he does is he sits down.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know,
there is
and then
that.
I'm working away in the galley just to get the dinner ready or something, you know. He'll use his height as an excuse. I can't stand up.
Years ago, we decided we wanted to get a boat. So we went looking. We got ourselves a home refurbishment loan, as you do.
Oh.
And we went out and bought a boat.
Because, what did the bank think about that?
Well, they thought we were refurbishing the house, you know. So, you know, needs must.
I'm glad we did it. It was the best decision we ever made. I mean, we have got so much use out of this boat.
Four kids. But you see, we have five beds in the front section of the boat. And there's a toilet down there as well. So in the evenings, we used to close the door and tell them not to come up unless there was water on their feet. You know, if the boat was going down, they could come up. Other than that, they would stay down there for the night. And everyone's just so friendly. It's just a fantastic lifestyle. Mm. I love it.
When you get on the boat, everything slows down and you're at slow pace, 4 or 5 miles an hour. You very quickly relax and you just forget about whatever you left behind, you know. Mm. And like the scenery is spectacular. We're getting to go places that probably only about 3 or 4% of the population will ever see. So I hope we're not overselling it. We'd hate to see the waterways crowded.
Gosh, they really sound like they're living the dream.
Oh, you've no idea. They have such a good setup down there.
But it's sussed.
I know. We'll all be on Dundee looking for a good shake on a cruiser. But I do think people are craving that slower pace of life and that simpler way of living. And that is what's driving, in large part, in my opinion, this new old-fashioned Irish staycation. Broadcaster Suzanne Kane told me as much when I visited her at her family's mobile home, just 70 steps from a beautiful beach in County Wicklow.
Hello! What a dreamy spot this is!
Welcome to magic.
Thank you so much for having me.
My husband grew up in this holiday park, so his mum and dad came down here like 45 years ago maybe.
Wow.
They had a little caravan just over across the field. He spent all of his summers here, and the dream was always just to have a mobile and to live kind of what I call now seaside mom life. So I'm fully committed to seaside mom life. You close up in October and you're gone from the 31st of October. Mostly you leave at the end of the summer, right? And then kind of the May bank holiday, you'll just see all the cars will start to fill into the park. And we pulled in and Hannah and like Oisin and their pals all hug each other. And like, this just this reunion. But my husband had that. Like, he had his, you know, his friends from being down in the mobile. And like, it's childhood. Like, they don't have their tablets because most of the time we've no reception. And they have to be outside. And it's all encouraged by being outside. They're safe. There's an eye on them somewhere, no matter where they are. And you're away from everything. I have no clue what's going on at home. So I think it's the simplicity of life, really, is probably what endears people the most. And it's funny, I worked with someone before and they kind of almost jeered. It was kind of like, oh, you're going to your caravan, you know. It kind of had this like Father Ted feel to, you know, and I was like, oh my gosh, you've no clue, like this is honestly one of life's greatest pleasures and privileges. You know, I think it's one of those things that you go, this was definitely the best decision we ever made.
Well, Suzanne has definitely adjusted to summer mam life, hasn't she?
Oh, she's a total convert. But of course, the benefits of staycations go far beyond, you know, fun times had together and memories made. Domestic tourism contributes over 3.6 billion to the Irish economy annually, and it's really important revenue for local towns and villages hosting as well. Olin Gleeson is the third generation owner of Gleeson's Holiday Park in Arklow, and he's also the owner of Olin & Son Limited, a mobile home sales outlet. The fourth generation, three-year-old Andre, is already rearing to take control.
Go on, run over to man.
Well, he can. He's welcome to stay for the interview.
Oh, yeah, but sure, whichever. As long as he's there. So it was a farmyard in the very beginning. My grandfather just, I suppose, decided to start off the caravan park. So he took those two fields, put some mobile homes on it. Fairly sure started off with 20, and that was in 1964. My grandfather was advised against it by his own wife and a lot of neighbours, saying you don't want those people coming down here. So I stuck with it anyway, and with the help of my father, he turned it into what it is today, really. I think it's a great thing too, though, for holiday parks in an area to have people staying within the country to holiday. So it's a good thing for the local amenities and local town, restaurants, everything else. Parents and kids going in to get their haircuts. I'd say any shops in like Gory or Arklow would notice the increase in footfall. There's an influx of, 86 families then all of a sudden in just this park. And this would be a small to medium-sized park in comparison to many. There'd be some parks would have 200, 300, 400 units on site. So, you know, it's a big boost to the local area as well.
I think that's a great idea. Olin Gleeson there from Gleeson's Holiday Park. Sarah, you have us all converted now. This is the way forward. Thank you so much for bringing us that report. That's Sarah Madden.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.